Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey sports station. This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, and I got to tell you, this whole greatest athlete of all time thing has blown up. I'm getting like personal texts. The text line is blowing up. The phone lines are loaded. You can call 617-779-7937 once I drop a call, because you're not going to get
through. Isn't it funny how certain subjects just kind of, if we just say, what's the best hamburger in Boston? The phone lines will light up. What's the best pizza?
Ted, people love sharing favorites, especially in an opinionated place like New England, man. That's the truth.
And we all believe that ours is the right answer. That's the other thing. Like, you fight, like, no, I'm the right. I know more than you. What are you, an idiot? How would you know? So let's go to the phone lines. Which one am I most? Let's go to Bob in New Hampshire. I am very much intrigued by Bob's answer. What's up, Bob?
Hey, you guys are talking about the greatest athlete, not the greatest achievements, the greatest athlete. So you got to look at Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, and Brock Lesnar from the WWE. They do things that professional sports will never do, and they are great, phenomenal athletes, and you leave them out.
All right, thanks for the call, Bob. So Brock Lesnar's the most interesting of those for me because – he was a amateur wrestling champion in college. He was a UFC mixed martial arts champion and a performer at a high level in WWE.
Just couldn't cut it in the NFL.
Touche, he couldn't.
So then, like, I guess The Rock probably needs to be thrown potentially in because of his ability to be so athletic in choreography, on camera.
Well, again, another guy that couldn't cut it in the NFL.
I was going to say, because couldn't cut it. Same with Goldberg and a lot of other guys.
Oh, a lot of wrestlers are former football players that couldn't cut it in the NFL.
If we're going to do wrestlers, we got to acknowledge my guy. The Undertaker.
I believe a failed basketball player.
Yes, you're right.
Usually,
good job, Andy.
The tall wrestlers are failed basketball players. Yeah. The muscular ones are failed football players. Either way, they failed in real sports and then went to WWE. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Hull. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Great show. I want to talk about Ohtani, right? He does two very specialized individual things. Pitchers don't even hit in baseball anymore. They removed pitchers from even hitting, right? He's not relying on brute strength. He's not just running people over. Yeah, Jim Brown, amazing. But, you know, he probably can't hit a fastball, and he probably can't steal 50 bases. You know what I mean? Ohtani excels in two very specialized gifts.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
See, that's where we're going to have problems.
And I wouldn't... From what we've heard of Jim Brown, if he practiced for a little bit, I bet you he'd hit a fastball. Like, I bet you he's right. that kind of an athlete. And that's and those are the ones we're talking about. That level of, yeah, he could do it. Yeah, he could. Whatever you tell him to do. On a lesser level, Steve Neal is in that conversation. He was a collegiate elite wrestler who didn't play football for whatever, 10 years, and then shows up in the NFL and ends up as a Pro Bowl caliber guard, basically?
Yeah, it's a little different because I think there's playing guard kind of mimics wrestling a little bit to some degree.
I'm not putting him on the highest of high levels, but there's this tier of athlete. First of all, any athlete that's drafted in multiple sports or plays multiple sports or whatever, like, Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter's an example right now. When you do two things, you
mediocrely.
Well, in the NFL, in college, he was really you're right. It's not exactly he might want to specialize now that he's gotten to the NFL level. But when you do two things that already elite athletes can only do one of, that sets you apart for them. But then when you do it at a all-time level like Shohei, that's when you start having these conversations.
I want to throw one name real quick in. I bet you, I can't say with any certainty how good he was at anything else. And we all know that he made some massive mistakes that derailed an incredible career. I bet you Michael Vick could have done anything.
Michael Vick was a great athlete. I mean, the way speed, arm strength, all of that
athleticism. The greatest deep ball in the history of the NFL and was the fastest, maybe one of the fastest five people to ever touch it.
Also threw the hardest little dump-off pass to, what's his name, the tight end who used to hit like in the shins.
Crumpler?
Yeah, Algie Crumpler, that poor guy. Mike Vick was throwing fastballs at him from about 5 yards away, and he would catch him. He, you know, he was like a jugs machine set to high. Didn't have a lot of touch on his game. But, yeah, he's a guy that you look at. If you gave him time, could he play other sports? And the Randy Moss caller earlier, or LeBron James. Are you going to tell me LeBron James couldn't play football? Of course LeBron
James.
Well,
he's got duck feet, kind of, a little bit.
I mean, what's duck feet?
They're out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So you can't.
You have a very critical eye. I love it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a body composition guy.
What about Ted Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Baseball player, football player, surfer. I mean, did I miss anything?
Scuba diving.
About time you guys give me some
professional
respect.
Axe thrower.
Radio.
Lover.
How many guys can go on the radio and do radio for 4 hours after an elite career? A lot of guys can't. Joe Montana couldn't. Jerry Rice couldn't.
Emmitt Smith couldn't. Right, yeah. Jerry Rice.
But Ted Johnson's doing full-time radio in the city of Boston, baby. Mm-hmm. Got to move you up the list.
No doubt.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Jason in Framingham. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. So everybody on your show and every caller is called in is all male. Every single person has been a male. What about Serena Williams? Thanks.
Well, but what's her other sport? She's got to be
doesn't have one. That's where it's...
You got to have multiple sports.
Is it Babe Dickinson? Dan Ball, can you do that? There was a Babe something who was like three sports in the 30s. I think golf, tennis, something. There's an elite Babe out. And I don't, that's her name. I'm not calling her a Babe. Just
Babe Didrikson Zaharias.
Yeah, her. What did she do, Dan Ball? She was like an elite athlete for her day in multiple sports, I believe.
She excelled in golf, basketball, baseball, and track and field. Won 2 gold medals and a silver in track and field at the 1932 Olympics before turning to pro golf and winning 10 LPGA championships.
Boom. There you go. Boom, there it is.
Pretty damn good.
Best female athlete right there.
I can't think of modern. I mean, like, Caitlin Clark doesn't play another sport. Like, I can't think of a lot of modern two-sport female athletes.
Was her name Paige Dickers, the one that came out of UConn recently and joined
Beckers.
The WNBA? Beckers. Okay,
Beckers.
So Paige Beckers, yeah, my bad. Okay, that's fine. We'll hold on to that one.
Yeah,
that's
we'll just move on from
that. Yeah, that's fine. No big deal. I guarantee you some of these girls are also like world-class volleyball players, world-class field hockey. It's just that at a certain point, and insert Brian Hoyer drop of Ted, you would know.
Thank you.
Ted, you played ball, right?
Ted, you did.
You know just as well as me.
Exactly. Totally, Brian.
There's no chance.
Also, I heard Brian Hoyer's name got shouted out a lot on the McAfee show today, so good for him. We're happy to blow up his spot. But, like, there comes a point where you have to focus so much on that one sport you're so good at. How would we know if Tiger Woods couldn't have been a good... three guard, or couldn't have been a good tight end.
Yep, and that's where we talked about it yesterday. I hope maybe there's an influx of the guy who's the best hitter and pitcher in high school gets to try it in college, and if he does it in college, might get more chances like Shohei in the pros. We did have a good vote from the where the hell did it go? Sorry, I can't give you credit, but Kyler Murray was a top 10 pick in the Major League Baseball draft and the number one overall
was
pick.
Was he top 10?
Yeah, he was top 10 center fielder for the A's, I believe.
Man.
And then the number one overall pick as a quarterback. Like
That's pretty impressive.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike in Portland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I love the show, but we're missing out on a big, big name here. Stephen Neal.
Yep.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, I brought that up. Ted poo-pooed it kind of quickly.
Well, I just...
I believe he said he was just a guard.
No, I said wrestling kind of mimics the guard. It's not like he's doing thing that's so different.
Okay, but like, I mean, if you use that example, and I'm just kind of arguing for the sake of arguing, it's what I do.
Well, that's...
Like, Jim Brown, I mean, whether he holds a ball here or he holds a ball in the he's avoiding the defense and running, you know what I mean? There's some similarities.
I look at speed. Agility.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I was also told he could jump through the roof. Did you ever see him jump?
I never saw him jump. No.
Somebody told me in the Gillette Stadium locker room, which has like, I don't know, a 12-foot ceiling or whatever, he could jump up and touch it with his head.
That's an awesome skill to have for a guard.
I bet you he could jump out of a pool, the shallow end of a pool.
I bet you could, yeah.
And you know that you're impressed by that.
If he could do that, then he's better than all of them. Then. Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go to Ryan in New Hampshire. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, so I actually have two for you. Deion Sanders.
Yep.
And then Steph Curry with golf.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
I mean, it's
Curry's
in the
a very good golfer.
He's a very good golfer. I think there's a bunch of athletes that are very good golfers. Isn't Tony Romo a scratch golfer?
Lundqvist, the old goaltender, was a world-class golfer in tennis.
Yeah, I know, but we're not talking about good. We're talking about the Bo Jackson, Shohei, Jim Brown level.
All right, Mookie Betts then. I'm going to throw Mookie Betts
for
in there.
Bowling. Famous bowler Mookie Betts. No,
but also the fact, like, he's such an athlete. The dude plays center field, right field, second base, shortstop, DA, anything. Like, he's so athletic.
Gavin in Plymouth has an option. What's up, Gavin?
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Yep.
So I was going to say Jim Thorpe, first Native American football player, but also two-time gold medalist, played professional basketball and professional baseball. I think even though it's the early 1900s, probably one of the best athletes of all time.
Jim Thorpe is in the conversation. I absolutely put him in the conversation. And he wasn't like fat like Babe Ruth, like smoking.
Right.
Like, he was an athlete of his time. And he had some issues. They took away his medals, right, because he played football. They actually rescinded his medals because they said he wasn't an amateur.
It says he had been paid for playing two seasons of semi-professional baseball before competing in the Olympics, thus violating the contemporary amateurism rules.
Also, one guy that this doesn't really qualify, but people want to promote Ted Williams for baseball. He was apparently a great fisherman, and then you got to give him credit for his pilot skills.
Oh, good.
I mean, I know that's not a sport, but like, if you're talking about just
badasses?
Yeah, badasses.
We're just going to talk all-time Americans, Ted Williams.
Absolutely.
Ted Williams, yeah.
Let's go to Justin in D.C. What's up, Justin?
Gentlemen, I think it's got to be Shohei, and I have a little different take. Mm. Yes, the pitch clock is huge, but go look at the ratings for this World Series, and we got to understand this guy doesn't speak English, and baseball is singularly marketing him to help save the sport. And guess what? People are buying it. Mm-hmm. So he is so great that he is by far and away the best thing we have ever seen if you're 40, 50 years or younger. And that's my take. The viewership doesn't lie.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Justin. I'm not sure ratings like add to the discussion.
Well, it adds to the fascination that we're fascinated. He's a compelling figure.
So does Jordan get credit for the sneakers? Like, that's a similar thing. Like, he changed the sneaker world. There's now a Jordan brand.
Yeah. I think that speaks to his
marketability, yes. His awesomeness, absolutely. Awesomeness. But his athleticism compared to other all-time great athletes, I don't know.
But we're tuning in to watch him do great things, aren't we?
Yeah.
To watch him be the athlete, an incredible athlete. You know what's interesting? He doesn't do any commercials here, right? You don't see him peddling any product.
He does. Yeah, he has New Balance, I believe.
Yes, he is a New Balance guy.
Oh, okay.
Right, I don't think he says anything. I think he like throws a ball in the air and hits it or something.
Okay. All right.
But he's in
a New Balance commercial.
Yeah, okay. But I think others speak. He doesn't, if I remember it correctly.
You know what? I think he's just so badass. I think that he doesn't have to say a damn word.
Absolutely. You know? And the other badassness to it is he's not like Bo was chiseled or whoever. Even Jordan was like ripped. Shohei is just kind of like normal looking. He's a big dude.
He's huge.
But he's not like, V'd I bet up. You he doesn't have a six pack. And he's not, he's definitely not V'd up. He looks, you know.
He's a baseball player. He's not an athlete.
If you saw him on the sidelines of like your kid's game, you'd like, that guy's big, but he's not like the greatest athlete that I ever saw.
No. That's
like Willie McGinnis. If I saw Willie McGinnis,
I'd
be like.
I'm telling you, if you saw Shohei on the sideline, you'd be like, dude, that guy's somebody.
You'd be like,
you could just tell. You can tell the athletes.
Can you?
Shohei has,
I'm looking at a photo of him now in a sleeveless shirt. His deltoids have fibers and he's got two absolute guns.
I'm saying that's doctored. I think that's AI.
You're not giving him credit.
That's Soro or whatever that's called.
Do you see it in me, Ted?
It's the first thing I think of when I see you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Have you seen the footage of him at BC?
I'm saying the drinking hour can't come soon enough.
This is an interesting one because it has local ties on a couple levels. Let's go to Dan in Woburn. What's up, Dan?
How you doing?
Good.
Danny Ainge did three sports. Could have been drafted in all three, football, basketball, and baseball.
Yep.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Have you guys ever looked him up? He was probably one of the best athletes I've seen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. I didn't know he was great at football. I knew he played for the Blue Jays in baseball, third base, I believe. Obviously played for the Celtics. And then, if you want to give him bonus points, became a great executive with the Celtics and built a championship-caliber team when he moved to the front office. I didn't know he was a great football player.
He played three seasons in Major League Baseball with the Toronto Blue Jays, mostly as a second baseman. He was then drafted into the NBA by the Celtics in 1981, where he played 14 seasons. But, yeah, he was drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays, so there you go. He was a great golfer, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, yep.
This is a good one from the text line, but I think it falls similar to LeBron. Guys that really only do one sport at the highest level, but you bet they could do other things. Mike Trout. I think Mike Trout could be a football player. I mean, he's big, he's fast, he steals, like, he could be something.
What about the great one?
Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah. I bet you, I think hockey players are some of those underrated great athletes.
I believe.
They're sneaky great tennis players and golfers, Ted.
I think he was also a very good lacrosse player at a young age, and then he realized I think he said something to the effect like it was too violent, so he went to hockey instead. Yep. But I think he was a pretty good young lacrosse player.
Can you imagine being so gifted and talented in a sport that where it's fighting is acceptable that you basically don't, no one touches you because you're so great?
Well, wasn't the whole thing, Dan Ball, and clarify my story if it gets a little off the rails, the whole thing that keeps your jersey down so you can't pull it over a guy's head?
The fight strap.
He didn't have to wear one or didn't wear one because no one was ever going to pull Gretzky's jersey.
Which is why it kind of floated in the back of him. Yeah.
So, yeah, he was on a different level.
The respect
level,
was so great that nobody wanted to even
That's how you know him. You're great. That's why they call you the great one. You're literally named the great one.
Yep.
Let's go to Chris in New Hampshire. This is an interesting name. What's up, Chris?
Hey, so I remember when Carl Crawford came to the Red Sox, they said he could have been drafted in all three, football, basketball, and baseball, but he got drafted first round baseball, so he didn't end up doing the D1 recruiting for the other two.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris. I'm so jealous of all these people that, you know, like Kyler, whatever, like you drafted in three sports or played three.
Yeah.
And there's so many of these you don't know, and I'll get to you one sec, Dan, just the, like, Todd Helton was also the quarterback at Tennessee.
Yeah,
Wait, you're a Hall of Fame hitter and the quarterback of a major college football team? Like, it's kind of ridiculous. Yes, Dan?
Just a quick Carl Crawford note to that point. I was offered a scholarship to play point guard at UCLA, had an option to play college football as a quarterback at Nebraska, USC, Oklahoma, Florida, and Tulsa.
Dang.
Signed a letter of intent to play football at Nebraska, but turned it down for a baseball career.
Wow. Wow.
Did not know that.
It's so crazy.
I mean, I'm going to look when he would have. I might have played against him if he went to Nebraska. Let me look.
You might have knocked his head off.
I would have, damn it.
If you could catch him. Could you catch him?
No. I caught Tommy Frazier, so I could catch him.
You caught Tommy Frazier. That was one of the fastest people I ever saw in my TV box play football.
Did you really catch him?
The best, probably the best player I've ever played against in college.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tommy Frazier, no doubt.
Wow. Football Talk on WEEI, and a lot of these guys we're talking about played football, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jessica. What's up, Jessica?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good.
So there's a D1 athlete that is going to Bama, Division I softball and basketball, and I believe that she is a really good track and field athlete as well. Oof.
Okay, what's her name? Do you know her name?
Abby Duchera.
Duchera.
I might be butchering her last name.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think you got it right. Yep.
But yeah, she seems like a tremendous athlete for a female.
Perfect. Thank you, Jessica. We're looking for names, and hopefully more of these grow, because don't tell me there's not the equivalent of the males. They just don't have the opportunities, right? Like, they don't have the opportunities to do this. But if you're going to Alabama to play, what'd she say, softball, basketball, and she also can do track?
Yep.
That sounds like a true elite female athlete if you ever saw one. Okay, another interesting name out of New Hampshire. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you doing? Here's one for you guys. Chuck Connors, the actor. He played for the Boston Celtics from 1946 to 48. He played Major League Baseball, the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1949, and the Chicago Cubs in 1951. And he spent 40 years on TV as an actor. We probably know him the best as the Rifleman.
The Rifleman, right.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
And he was also, I think he was also in Airplane. Like, that guy was a TV legend for our parents growing up.
Huh. I was not familiar with his work, but if you played in the NBA and you played Major League Baseball, you get at least a mention. Let's go to Mike in Stoneham. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got two for you. I got Brian Jordan, played in the NFL for a few years and also on the MLB for a long time.
Yep.
And then I just thought of another one while I was on hold, Julius Peppers. He was great at UNC basketball and football. Yep. I mean, he probably could have played in the NBA if he chose to.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, he made the right choice in the NFL. But,
thanks for the call, Mike.
Tony Gonzalez played started at Cal.
Antonio Gates. Graham played basketball for a while at Miami before he went all tight end football. And Dave Winfield has been a popular one on the text line. Yeah, we've mentioned Dave Winfield. I think it was either three or four sports Dave Winfield was drafted in. So Dave Winfield is absolutely on the line. We see you all lined up. I don't know that we're going to get to you all, but we have Charlie Ward. We have Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Charlie Ward. Good one.
Yes. I'm not going to say that one on the text line. Okay, you almost snookered me there into saying something. Tom Glavine. Braves Hall of Fame and drafted by the Kings in hockey.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. There's a lot of people. But I still stick with my guy. I still say Bo Jackson.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm consistent. I'm loyal. It's what I do. Loyalty is a very positive.
Honestly, it's hard to argue that. It's just career was so short. That's all.
617-779-7937. Up next, we have a little game we're going to play regarding Patriots free agency. It's a little assignment from the desk of our tutor, Dan Ball. He's going to make us argue for the biggest need the team has. And then I believe he's put together a panel that is going to select a winner. So Fitzy, Hart, Ted Johnson, we're all going to argue the biggest need or target for the Patriots at the trade deadline. And then Dan Ball and company will decide a winner. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England hosts the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots are 6-2 and currently hold the second seed in the AFC. The Falcons, meanwhile, are 3-4 and sit 11th in the NFC entering Week 9. Yesterday, the Patriots made two trades ahead of the NFL's trade deadline. New England traded safety Kyle Duggar along with a 2026 seventh-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for a 2026 sixth-round pick. Then, the Pats dealt defensive end Keon White and a 2027 sixth round pick to the 49ers in exchange for a 2027 sixth round pick. New England currently holds 10 draft selections in the 2026 NFL draft. Per the Athletic's Diana Russini, it's expected around the league for them to still be both buyers and sellers before the November 4th deadline. More Patriots news from earlier today. The Pats are planning to sign rookie safety John Saunders Jr. off of the Dolphins practice squad to fill a spot on their 53-man roster. And a locker was set up earlier today for running back D'Ernest Johnson at Gillette. He spent time with the Browns, the Jaguars, and the Arizona Cardinals. The Bruins came back from a 2-0 deficit to defeat the Islanders at TD Garden last night. The final score was 5-2. Jonas Korpisalo made 33 saves, which was a season high for him. David Pastrnak, Elias Lindholm, Mikey Azmon all finished the night with a goal and an assist. The Bees have now won 2 out of their last 3. They host the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night. The Celtics begin a stretch of 4 out of 5 games at TD Garden tonight when they host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Jaylen Brown was on the injury report. He's listed as probable for tonight. night's game. And finally, the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 in Game 4 of the World Series last night to even the series at 2 wins apiece. Game 5 is tonight in L.A. First pitch is at 8 o'clock. Trey is Savage, Blake Snell, the pitching matchup there. Coverage via ESPN Radio begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, and I'm very excited. When we have a new idea, a new bit, whatever you want to call it, and Dan Ball came up with this one, I'm always intrigued to see where it goes. You know, we have high ends and low ends. Three-point stance worked, and it stuck around. The porridge game didn't, and it didn't. And then somewhere in between, we have very this cold game.
Until today, it's time. No, we're not doing that again, nope. At least not while I'm on this earth.
And we don't have a name for it, right? So we'll see.
No, we'll give the concept. We'll do this. We'll do the bit, and if anybody has any suggestions, we're open to it. It's a jury style segment that we're doing. So here's how it's going to work. So on the topic of the Patriots trade deadline, because the Pats have already been active ahead of the deadline, I'm asking the guys, Andy, Fitzy, and Ted, what is the one area of the Patriots roster that they most need to address ahead of the trade deadline? Each have taken their own stance. They will get 60 seconds that will put them on the clock to argue why their position is the most important. We'll have a little time for debate. The other two hosts can push back and give their own reasons why not. And then at the end of the segment, I've assembled my crack panel of behind-the-glass producers, and we will deliberate and pick a winner as part of our segment segment here. So,
hello, Braverman.
That's right. Well, we'll bring Joe in. We got Furzoko in. I don't even know who's still in the building at this hour, but we'll find them too and see what they think. Okay, so we're going to put Andy on the clock first. Andy has his choice of any position that he thinks is most important for the Patriots at the trade deadline. 60 seconds, Andy Hart, starts right now.
And I'll be honest, I'm not shooting high end because I don't think they're going to get a superstar. So if I look at that next level and it's talking about a depth addition, I go to tackle, because I think the reason you're so good is your offense. The reason you're so good is Drake May. And right now you've gotten more than good enough tackle play from Will Campbell, a rookie, and Morgan Moses, who's nothing near a rookie. He's an old coot with a bad knee. And I just don't know if it's sustainable to believe you're going to get 17 games out of Morgan Moses. And if you don't, I don't want Marcus Bryant, a seventh round rookie, being thrown to the mix as the third rookie on the offensive line. So I think the sneaky need for this team at the trade deadline is a swing tackle, a third tackle, a veteran tackle, somebody who can play left, who can play right, who has played games in the NFL, who has started games protecting a quarterback in the National Football League. Because if one of your tackles goes down, your offense goes down, Drake May goes down, you go down. So the biggest need, tackle depth.
Okay, Ted and Fitzy, Andy has put tackle and swing tackle on the board. Your pushback on that, if you do have any.
Actually, I don't have any pushback on that. It would be on the Olympic medal stand of my needs for the New England Patriots at the trade deadline to not only make the playoffs, but be able to withstand injuries and go far in the postseason. Mm. It's tough to argue because you like Will Campbell. Old man Moses is doing a good job. He's also closer to AARP than he is NCAA, so it would stand to reason that you don't Vidarian lowdown yourself and get someone in there.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed. I mean, it's you have two tackles who've been more than serviceable all season long. I don't know what's the problem. Is tackle been a big issue with this team?
No, it's going to be when Morgan Moses gets hurt.
So you're basically old and he's got a bum knee. Predicting somebody to get hurt.
How many
hurt.
Games he played last year?
Yeah, so I get my refute without you refuting me?
No,
my
that's not how it works.
Okay, well, it's just
yes, Ted, you can.
Yes, it is how it works.
Yes, Ted,
on the
can.
Priority
Andy,
list, I just think it's way down the list. I don't even it's not even remotely on my radar, in my opinion. So I just don't think it's a very good need for this team right now. So I don't agree with Andy. That's all.
Dan, real quick, yep. Option for the name of the segment, the After School Debate Club. We can do better.
Yes.
I will say this, too. With tackles, you can always help them with chips and doing other schemes. Mm, there's ways in which you can kind of negate maybe some deficiencies you have at that position. So I don't see it as a need.
Okay. There you go.
I've hated how bad the offensive line has been for so many years, Ted. I'm just sorry, Dan. Last word. I'm just loving the fact that there's competence and professionalism and stability right now. I'd want to do anything like the dam is holding. Can we put a little more mud on it? Can we just maybe a couple other sticks just in case? Just in case, kid.
Oh, just in case. Yeah.
Andy's celebrating something he's reading on the text line. You want to share with the class?
617. Agree with Andy 100%. And then he goes on. It's a long text, but you get the gist.
Okay. Yeah.
And it says, love you, basement. Dad. I'll see you at home.
It was Bill Barnwell.
Yeah, living in his mom's basement. There you go.
After the conclusion of the segment, too, we'll keep an eye on the text line and the Twitch chat, the YouTube chat. So if anybody wants to weigh in from the listening audience and say who won, we'll take that into consideration as well. But in the meantime, Fitzy, your 60 seconds to defend your position of need for the Patriots at the trade deadline starts right now.
Okay, I'm going to make a lot of people in the room happy, and I'm also going to make a lot of people listening happy. People in the room that were listening to the show earlier when we were discussing the safety, whatever the hell his name is, that they signed from the Miami Dolphins practice squad. Andy said, oh, you know what? It would be really great if they got, like, if there was another safety out there, if there was a name or something that they could possibly pursue. That would be awesome. Well, Andy, I want to let you know that in the last 2 hours, one of the sources that I trust very, very, very much as far as Patriots rumors and news goes has reached out to let me know that Patriots might just be in on a safety that would make you extremely happy if they were able to acquire said guy. So there you go, pal. There you go. The back end of the defense is a top priority. Safety is a need, and I'm also going to say cornerback is a need. Because you know what? Christian Gonzalez is the best player on defense, and I don't think there's much debate, but we saw exactly what happened to that defense and how vulnerable they were the first three games of the season where they went 1-2 when Gonzo wasn't in there. I don't trust Alex Austin. Carlton Davis hasn't been worth the $20 million. Marcus Jones is great, but he can't cover both sides of the field and the slot at the same time. The D-line generates push. The offense is doing great. Get us some cornerback depth to make sure this defense doesn't get burned. Good day.
Okay, Andy, your retort.
So, first of all, he cheated and he took two positions. He talked about safety and cornerback.
No,
I snuck a lead
into a 3-point stance inside of a
defending
position.
There was a lot there. And I think you have depth in the secondary. We didn't necessarily love what we saw, but we've seen this team compete and even win games without Christian Gonzalez, right? So you've shown some depth at the cornerback position.
They lost two of those three games.
And I also think it might be hard for somebody to come in and crack the rotation and contribute in the back end in the secondary. A challenge that would probably also be faced at tackle, but I think back end of the defense, especially the safety position, would be a significant challenge unless said person has some experience in the scheme. But it's not the dumbest thing I've heard, Fitzy. I'm just saying it's not my priority.
Oh, that's going to help. That and six beers will help me sleep tonight. Thanks.
There you go. Teddy, anything you want to add responding to the cornerback pick?
Yeah, no, I'm not that impressed with that, really.
That don't impress him much.
So you don't want a cornerback? If I tell you there could be a decent safety in the mix on the trade market before the middle of next week? Okay.
I mean, the guys we have are pretty serviceable, aren't they?
Yeah, but what if somebody gets hurt? We're talking about some depth issues here.
Okay. All right.
Wait, and also, Andy, didn't you say earlier in the show that they took crap off the Dolphins roster and signed it to the to the 53, and getting rid of Duggar, it leaves them with some safety depth concerns. So
yeah, I estimated they brought in the 160th best safety in football.
Okay, so what if somebody who was definitely better than the practice squad safety that they got from Miami
was possibly on
their radar?
I'd take him. I would like that. I would enjoy that. I'm also looking, and this is getting greedy here, Dan Ball. How about all three? Whatever three options I think this team could use help at all of these.
Yeah, and I mean the fact that they already made two trades out. I mean, who's to say that they're not going
to
make it?
To break even, I need two trades in.
Right. That depth was an issue. They traded from their depth, so why not reinforce their depth? Okay, so you got swing tackle, you got corner, and you got Ted Johnson with his pick, and there's a minute on the clock. Ted, your trade deadline target, 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I think it's obvious, obviously based on what my colleagues have been suggesting so far, that the biggest need is edge rusher for this team. If you look at the Patriots, the first two games, they led the NFL in sacks, 9 sacks. In the last 6 games, they only have 10 sacks. It has considerably gone down. The last game, they only had 1 sack and 1 quarterback hit. When they played Josh Allen and the Bills, they only got to him 1 time. They still got Lamar Jackson. And then when they get to the playoffs, they're going to play a higher caliber of quarterback. They're going to have to get after the quarterback. Just not enough pressure on these quarterbacks. And you go, okay, well, they rate pretty high in pressure rate, but have you seen the offensive lines and the quarterbacks they've been playing? Not that impressive. And if you guys remember, do you remember who the big edge rushers were for the Colts back in the day when Peyton Manning was there?
Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And why were those guys so effective and so good?
They were short.
Because they played on a team in which they had leads a lot because of how good their quarterback was, so they could tee off and get to this Patriots team is going to have great quarterback play for a long time. They need edge rushers to go after the opponent's quarterback, because those teams are going to be passing against the Patriots because they're going to be behind a lot. Hmm. To me, that's a big priority, especially when you get in the playoffs.
Okay, Fitz, your retorts to that, if there is one.
Can I just borrow from the poet laureate of our generation, Ted Johnson? I'm not that impressed by that.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed either, and he opened the door for critique at the very end. This is a team that plays from in front, and that would allow, theoretically, pass rushers to pin their ears back, but not if your tackle depth is a problem and Drake May is hurt or Drake May isn't on the field. And that, my friends, is why tackle is the most important position to target at the trade deadline.
And I will tell you that if they can't find anyone open in the back end because, I don't know, maybe they make a trade for a really good safety and they bring in cornerback depth so you know that you've got an elite secondary, guess what gets home? 5-1000, 6-1000, boom, the pass rush as is.
Okay, so you have your candidates in front of you. Andy has argued for the swing tackle. Fitzy has argued for the corner and snuck in a report about the safety. And Ted has argued for a pass rusher. So our jurors will deliberate. You can join us at 617-779-7937 to text in with your answer as well. And Andy Hart will reveal the answer to you on the other side of the break.
We're getting ideas for a name for the segment. And I don't hate this one, the pump or dump segment. Pump up the good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Dump the bad idea.
No,
so
I
the
love
winners,
a good pump and dump.
The winners of the great debate and more segment name ideas up next in Odds and Ends here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Afternoons.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Before we get to the results of our new little game, Ted Johnson has a Brady thing.
What do you guys think about his weekly newsletter? Are you guys fans of that?
No. I mean, I haven't read TLDR. A ton of it, but...
I don't miss a word of it.
Is it weird that, like, you... I don't know. Like, you give your just random thoughts of the week every week.
Also,
is it a little kind of arrogant, isn't it?
Like, it's extremely arrogant.
Yeah.
Remember when he was criticizing somebody about, like, was it Scheffler? Somebody who
was
like
criticizing a lot of people.
Yeah,
for his family or something,
spending time with his kids.
And he went off for the old manager of his soccer team.
Yeah, it's weird.
He was telling Scottie Scheffler how he should prioritize golf over family.
Right. All right. That worked for you, Tom.
If you really love your family, you'll really pour everything you have into your work. And Scotty's like, no, I'm going to pour everything into my family, and my work's going to come second.
And the reason Tom has so much time to write newsletters is because he doesn't have a lot of family time.
He says how exhausted he is, how busy he is, yet he has time to write it. In his latest newsletter, he's talking about he just has been exhausted, and he's very busy, and it's like, well, maybe you...
Stop writing newsletters.
Yeah. You think it's him?
Can we turn Christian's mic on, please?
Christian on.
Hi. You guys turn me on every day from 2 to 6.
Oh, hey now.
But do you think it's really him writing it? I mean, do you think it's him actually writing that thing?
I was wondering the same thing. Is it
him? He might tell somebody, hey, write, this is what I think, you know, and he'll take a letter and they'll write
AI
it down.
Yeah.
But can I be honest? Like, this is what he's writing. I mean, does this catch you? Is this riveting? Brady said he's been busy. It's been a crazy October. School is in full swing for the kids. More than a third of the way through the NFL season.
It sounds like a Christmas card you get from my
sleep.
Like,
yeah, yes. With the old days.
Auntie
with
Lindy
the
used to send
that
those.
You never read, Christian.
I was run down and a little under the weather. It happens all of us at one point or another. Like, wow, this is, I got to read this every week.
Do wow, the robot this? Is, the robot's oh. gaining some feelings.
Man.
Yeah, chat wow. TFB is really churning out some interesting
hold
stuff.
Hold on, let me just continue. Illness, injury, no matter how careful or healthy you are, if you are in a lot of different places every week, interacting with lots of different people, doing lots of different things to maximize every waking hour of your day, eventually a bug is going to get you. Woo! Man, that's good stuff.
Top tier advice right there.
How many people do you think read that?
I bet a lot, dude.
I bet not a lot. No? I bet a lot of people signed up for it, got like one, read that one, and then were like, yeah, the next one will be deleted automatically in my inbox.
You think the people who work for him have to like pretend they read it?
Yes.
You know, like an assistant or something? Tom like references something that he said in it, and they're like,
Can I tell you, like, Tom suffers from what I think a lot of people that have just an inordinate amount of success early in their careers, like, they think they have the answers to life.
Right.
They think they know how life works, and it's like, and they have no clue.
They all do.
No clue.
Just because you were good at one thing and great at one thing doesn't mean I need your opinion on everything else.
On everything else. Exactly.
If I want to know football, like those commercials with him where like the guy, it's like football based and he's trying to draw up plays with Tom. Okay, Tom Brady, you want to draw up plays for me for my backyard football league? Hell yeah, we'll do that. We'll get the safety out of the way, the whole thing.
Can I give you just his advice on health and wellness?
Bye, TB12.
This is stuff you've never, this is cutting edge stuff. He recommends you get 9 hours of sleep and you stay hydrated.
Ooh.
So
that sounds great.
He actually believes if you stay hydrated, you won't get sunburned or get a concussion.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm happy when I get 5 hours of sleep.
Time. Yeah, I would hope so.
And he stopped promoting that.
Yeah, he should. It would have been like concussion a class action lawsuit or something.
What was he thinking?
Does he say anything about not taking Tylenol in there, Ted?
I don't see it in this week's newsletter. No,
you take a special TB12 Tylenol.
I think it's interesting how after years and years and years of TB12 and all this wellness weirdo crap he was doing with Tony Robbins and all that, the blog is where you guys draw the line. Like, that's, you know, out of all the stuff, he's going all around the country pushing this crap on everyone. Not so much anymore, but it's just funny. Like, this blog no one reads.
It's still around, though. I still pass trucks that say TB12 distribution or something on. Now, maybe they don't act. Maybe they were just trucks.
Repurposed.
How did the Brady line do? The Brady line of clothes.
Oh, the sweatshirts that were like,
he sold it.
And they were like a $1.30. Probably to Noble. I think he did a deal with Noble back when Mac was a Noble guy. But Dan Ball. Before we get to Christian Arkham, we need to know the results of the first pump and dump segment.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. Everybody stated great cases. So, again, Andy argued for a swing tackle. A lot of merit to that. Morgan Moses is aging. He's constantly on the injury report, so there could be a couple weeks where he wears down. He's not as effective. Absolutely a legitimate need. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, legitimate need in the secondary, whether it was a corner or a safety, but he argued for safety or a corner. You can never have too much depth and insurance behind. Maybe some injury questions around Gonzo and Carlton Davis. Ted Johnson, an edge rusher, a pass rusher, especially trading Keon White. Yeah. You know, that is even more of a need even than it was 24 hours ago.
Can I just say before you give the results?
Yep.
My effort was horrible. It was awful.
You can't make him the winner now.
And I don't deserve to win. If I did win, I don't deserve it. So there we go.
Okay.
Damn.
And the winner.
This is going to be awkward.
It's Ted Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Johnson.
And that was my C game. I didn't even try.
They're just afraid of you. That's how all of this works. They're afraid of you.
Our panel, which was myself, Stiz, Brian Frazoco, and Joe Braverman, all deliberated. We believe
he's bought drinks for all of you.
That the bar tabs have been paid
in
full.
Well, then maybe you guys should start buying drinks for us.
No, I bought you guys plenty.
The main argument that was made that Ted was arguing for an immediate starter versus depth that were coming from the other two positions. So that was the difference maker for the first and maybe last if Andy has the ruling pump and dump segment.
774 says Andy won. So.
I heard about that.
Ted just said Andy won. Ted just made you guys look like a-hole.
He did.
That was crazy. He embarrassed the judges.
You have no credibility. No, I mean, they're like one guy played.
That was like the prosecutor saying, I did a terrible job. I
thought he was going to withdraw his name from consideration.
Actually, yeah. Put my client in jail now. I really did a terrible job.
Actually, he goes free. Like, you guys. So embarrassing.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Attaboy, Teddy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Suck it,
they don't call him Teddy Venmo for nothing.
Christian Arkham, what do you got coming up on the Christian Arkham
show? I don't know how I can top that. Was great. That was, that was the best crossover I've ever sat in on, by far. We have another power hour here as we get to the World Series again. We have a lot of trade deadline stuff to get to. Great stuff from Schefter with you guys. Andy had some other stuff to say on Pat McAfee. I haven't talked Bruins or Celtics at all, so we'll get to a little bit of that in a little World Series stuff.
Well, neither team is all that great in terms of Bruins or Celtics.
That's when I shine the brightest, Andy. When
I know. Yes. Oh, I know. When you're bitching, get to the goaltending. Just always get to the goaltending.
I'll get to it.
Because you love Swayman, and Swayman stinks. Well, 31st.
Don't forget, to be fair, do the expected goals.
He's 31st now. He dropped 20 spots since last week.
Good against the Avalanche.
Speaking of Razor, we'll talk to him on Thursday. I don't know if he'll be, if we confirmed in studio or not, but we'll talk to Andrew Razor Raycroft. We'll also talk to Tom E. Curran at 3:30. Stick around for the Christian Arcan show and then the World Series that's filled with stars. Ted Johnson will be listening. We'll talk to you 2 to 6 tomorrow, WEEI Afternoons. Thanks for the listening.
Obviously, we have a lot of work to do.
That's great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.